Movie remakes were not very popular over the summer. The Manchurian Candidate, The Stepford Wives, and Around the World in 80 Days all turned in disappointing performances at the box office. But that hasn't kept Hollywood from trying again. Today, a thriller called Criminal opens. Our critic, Bob Mondello, says it's based on an Argentine film called Nine Queens about small-time con men trying to go big time.
Rodrigo is an innocent-looking youth, as played by Diego Luna, but not quite innocent enough to walk into a casino and pull off a bill-changing scam twice in 10 minutes. Before he knows what's happened, a badge is flashed and he's in handcuffs.
What's your problem, huh? You doing some drugs? Are you high today? 9:30 in the morning and you're high. Dolores, are you okay?
Rodrigo is escorted out to the parking lot, where he is summarily released by a guy who turns out to be not a cop, but a more experienced con man. The older guy, Richard, played gruffly by John C. Reilly, says he needs a partner for some two-man scams for higher stakes. Rodrigo's skeptical, but willing to listen and learn as Richard buzzes people on apartment intercoms until he gets a voice he likes.
Hello?
Grandma?
Yes. Who is it?
What, you don't recognize your favorite grandson?
Nicholas?
How are you?
Well, I can't believe it. It's been so long. When did you get to town?
Oh, I got in last night.
Are you all right? I hardly recognize your voice.
I know. I just got over something. But I'm not contagious. Don't worry.
You came to visit me?
Actually, you'll be mad. I'm with a friend, and we were visiting somebody nearby here, and my rental car broke down.
He asks for a loan to fix the car, sending young Rodrigo up to get the money. Clever, but small potatoes compared to the opportunity that soon presents itself, involving a very good counterfeit of a very rare banknote. The deal has to happen fast, because a collector is leaving the country the next morning, and that's about all I should tell you, because at that point the twists and turns start coming fast and furious. Now, Criminal is such a close copy of Fabian Bielinski's Nine Queens that if you've seen the previous film, or can rent it easily, it's hard to recommend the new version. Bielinski wrote his screenplay after talking to victims of real scams in Buenos Aires, and he wove in details of Argentina's then-unfolding bank crisis, so the original picture had a lot of dark social commentary that Criminal doesn't. What Criminal mostly has going for it, for U.S. audiences at least, is that it's in English. Not a bad thing, certainly, but more a commercial consideration than an artistic one. It helps that first-time director Greg Jacobs, who worked behind the camera on a lot of Steven Soderbergh movies, knows his way around both Los Angeles and a tricky plotline, but there's no particular spark to his labors, so Criminal feels more competent than inspired. A movie that's respectable, but that seems to know it's also unnecessary. I'm Bob Mondello.